Colonel Benjamin Cleveland built a house in 1771 on the far side of the hill ahead and to your right. Cleveland fit the stereotype of a frontiersman. Little is known of his early years in Virginia before he moved to Mulberry Fields, what today is Wilkesboro, at 31. In 1772, he and a hunting party ventured illegally into Cherokee territory, but were forced to leave by a warrior band with only the clothes on their backs, not even their hats or shoes, and one old gun with a couple of shots for hunting. They nearly starved. After recuperating from the difficult journey, Cleveland went back with the group and retrieved his horses with the help of other Cherokees. Cleveland was a friend of frontier legend Daniel Boone, who lived along the Yadkin where the Carscott Reservoir is today, west of Wilkesboro. Cleveland was appointed to the Surrey County Court by 1774, which became the local government, Committee of Safety, after war broke out. Cleveland joined the local defense forces known as militia in 1775 and served in a campaign against the Cherokees the next year. After Wilkes County was formed a year later, he was named a colonel and commander of its militia regiment. In that role, he played a critical part in the victory over a Loyalist or Tory force with the Overmountain Men at the Battle of Kings Mountain in South Carolina. Over the course of the war, one historian says, Cleveland probably had a hand in hanging more Loyalists than any other man in America. He was indicted for murder in 1779, but pardoned by the General Assembly and Governor, barely. It must be noted that some Tory leaders were equally bloody, and that Cleveland was not completely hard-hearted. One source reports that on capturing a Loyalist officer, Cleveland supposedly ordered his men, "Waste no time! Swing him off quick!" The unperturbed prisoner quipped, "Well, you needn't be in such a damned big hurry about it." Cleveland was swayed. "Boys, let him go," he said. Cleveland stars in a number of pages on this website, including two hanging sites, Bickerstaff's Old Fields and the Tory Oak in today's Wilkesboro. After the war, he lost his property to a neighbor due to a loophole in the new state's laws. Poor records and swindles from the colonial era had left land ownership a mess. The state issued new grants starting in 1778, giving legal rights to the first person to claim the land. Some filed grants for other people's properties with phrases like, "where the current landholder formerly lived," or "including the improvements of the landholder." Cleveland fought his neighbor's claim in court, but lost. He moved to South Carolina, illegally, into Native American territory. It was eventually annexed by force to that state. He died at home there at age 68. Please scroll down to the audio clip under What to See.